Revive.
Revive.
Inscribe.
Inscribe.
Marble.
Marble.
Pluck.
Pluck.
Fraternity.
Fraternity.
Bas relief.
Bas relief.
Phoenix.
Phoenix.
Community.
Community.
Bungalow.
Bungalow.
Sustain.
Sustain.
Ginkgo.
Ginkgo.
Well stocked.
Well stocked.
Dialogue 1. Wong, a guide, is showing a group of American tourists around the city of Nanjing. Alan, Lucy and Barbara are members of the group. Good morning, everybody. I hope you all had a good rest last night.
We surely did. After last night's good sleep, I think we have all more or less revived. After that long, exhausting train ride from Beijing.
Wonderful. We are going to visit the Sun Yat-sen Mausoleum today. Let's all get on the bus. We're about to leave in a minute. We surely did. After last night's good sleep, I think we have all more or less revived after that long, exhausting train ride from Beijing. They arrive at the Sun Yat-sen Mausoleum. Here we are.
My goodness, what a beautiful sight. My gosh, look at those pine trees. They are so well kept. And I guess that grand tower on top of the steps must be the memorial hall.
That's right. There are altogether 392 steps from here to the memorial hall. Here we are.
Oh boy, 392 steps. That will give us sore ankles. What's inscribed on this marble plaque, Mr. Wong?
Universal Fraternity, in Dr. Sun Yat-sen's own calligraphy.
Universal Fraternity, what a noble idea.
Yes, Dr. Sun Yat-sen was a great pioneer of the Chinese Democratic Revolution. He dedicated his whole life to the great cause of the Chinese National Revolution. Oh boy, 392 steps. That will give us sore ankles.
Boy!
In the memorial hall. Here rests the great Dr. Sun Yat-sen. That's his statue in sitting position.
How vivid! Almost lifelike!
The bas reliefs here all depict his revolutionary activities.
Let's pay our homage to the great man. This is a wonderful experience for us. Thank you, Mr. Wong.
Let's pay our homage to the great man.
Pay homage to.
Miss Lee, a guide, is showing Mr. Johnson around a community. We're now passing through the Phoenix Living Community. These tall apartment buildings were built 2 years ago.
Yes, they look brand new.
This place used to have a lot of old bungalows. As the city expanded, these old bungalows were no longer able to sustain the city's growing population. So the city tore down the old bungalows and constructed these new apartment buildings. Yes, they look brand new.
Brand new. How nice. What are those trees on both sides of the road?
They are ginkgo trees. Ginkgo is the tree of our city. You see, when people moved in, they began planting trees and flowers everywhere. And finally turned the community, this place, into a garden-like community.
What about the indoor facilities?
Apart from electricity and water supplies, every apartment here is provided with piped-in gas and heating system.
How do people here go to work?
I mean, this community seems to be quite away from the center of the city.
Most people go to work by bike. For those who do not want to ride bicycles, they can take the bus. When this community was completed, the city government arranged for a special bus service line between here and the center of the city.
How nice. Where do people do their shopping?
There is a well-stocked department store in the community. There is also a post office and a clinic. People can buy their groceries in the free market near the central square. The community also has its own kindergarten and primary school. It even has its own swimming pool and sports ground.
Really?
Yes. Look at the square there. Every day in the early morning, a lot of aged people would go there to practice Qigong or exercise themselves. Sometimes the community also holds self-entertaining concerts there, performed by the residents themselves.
It's just really a very well-planned community.
Professional knowledge. Main historical and scenic spots in China. 1. Main historical spot, 17. The Temple of Zhuge Liang. This temple, dedicated to the memory of Zhuge Liang, is in the southern suburbs of Chengdu. 18. The thatched cottage of Dufu. On the banks of Huanhua Stream in Chengdu, the Tang Dynasty poet Dufu settled down here after he abandoned his official position and wrote more than 240 poems in 4 years he lived there. 19. The Greater Wild Goose Pagoda. This famous pagoda was built in Xi'an to house Buddhist scriptures brought from India by the well-known Tang Dynasty pilgrim Xuanzang. 20.